Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Estonian Football Podcast. We are delighted to be joined by Estonian international and HJK Helsinki player Kevel Palamets. Kevel, thank you so much for coming on. How are you doing today?
Yeah, first of all, happy to be here. Yeah, as you know, I took some time to accept it because there was some stormy, how do I say, some stormy season for me going on in Belgium, and I just wanted to come here where I felt like I could talk about this period also better.
Awesome. Yeah, we've got that a bit later on to talk about. So begin with, we'll start off with like the start of your career. Did you always want to be a footballer? Did you know it was always going to be possible to like achieve what you've achieved so far?
I think I've always wanted to be a footballer, but first in the kindergarten I wanted to be a policeman. But after a while I thought, okay, maybe policeman is not for me. And then my father took me to his own football games, and I really started to like it. And I think thanks to my father, I have this football genie in me.
Nice. And you started off your career with Tabasalu in Essen.
No, actually,
No.
my career started in Andres Opery Football Club when I was 5 years old. And I stayed there for half a year, but it was a too long way for my family to drive from Keila to Tallinn always to take me to trainings. So after a while, I joined Keila JK. And I played there, I think approximately 6 or 7 years. And then when I was 14, I think I joined Tabasal.
What's the experience like for, you know, being a young player playing in, let's say, against men and stuff like that in like S-Liga B? And
yeah, I think it's, in my opinion, it's good. Like the more younger you are, and if you are already to play men's football, not maybe in the highest level, but to start playing in Esiliiga B, Esiliiga, it's good to get this physical football also, because in youth football, it's different. Because, yeah, you have to get used to the men's football, and I think it helped me a lot to play one or two seasons there.
How competitive would you say it is compared to the like the top division to Estonian football?
Can you explain it better?
So a lot of our followers on Twitter, they seem to think that they can play in the Esiliiga B and all that stuff because like Estonian football is not as good as say English football. So they say I could play for this club, for example. It's like, well, no, you can't. You know, you still have to be good at football to play here. So like, how would you compare that level from Esiliiga B to like the Premier League?
To be honest, I think the gap is pretty big. Like you still, yeah, of course, you have to train week by week to play in Esiliiga B, to have this physical load and stuff. But I think, like, quality wise, yeah, it's a big difference with Premier League. And but still, like, it's men's football, and if you're a young player, it's really good to start somewhere to play this men's football level. And I think the system is, like, the pyramid is done well, that you have this Esiliiga B, you have a lot of games. If you're a young player, you need to play a lot of games, and it's good, like, you can play week in, week out with in men's football if you are younger.
You had a move over to Bologna in Italy. Was that, so no offense, but obviously playing Esiliiga B of Tabasalu to then going to a Serie A club in Bologna, was it like a shock or?
Actually, it was like this. Risto Sarapik organized some trial for us in Milan. So me and three boys from Tabasalu went there for a trial. So it was like they took like 30 players from each country, not each country, but from all around Europe, they took players. And then we just played against each other, and there were a lot of agents watching. And yeah, I had two or three good games there, and then I had a chance to go on trial to Parma and Bologna, and then the trials went well, and then Bologna decided that they will take me.
At that moment, did you feel like you had like made it as a footballer, or did you still feel like there was like a lot of work to do?
Yeah, of course. Like, if you're younger and you get this move at this moment, you maybe, I think now, if I look back, I thought, okay, I made it. But actually, then it's like where the real work started there. And like, it was another long period, but like, I think it helped me a lot in the future football career now. So I'm really happy that I've been there, even if it was only for a little while.
Was there a reason it was such a short time, or was that just your contract?
Basically, I was, if I remember correctly, 15. I just got 16 when I went there, and there was under 17. And the next cap was already Primavera, but that was one of the youngest in under 17 also. And we had this half a season. Like, I played these league games that I got, but then I got a nasty injury. I injured my left ankle, and I had a surgery, and then I had to stay out of football for 4 months. And then they decided it's not good to, like, I had a loan, how to say, loan contract, so they didn't want to buy out injured players. So it was pretty obvious to me when I got injured that my time now here has come to an end.
Looking back, could it have like demotivated you on like continuing playing, or is it just like, okay, I'll work harder now to get another move somewhere else?
Yeah, I think when I got the injury, like, the first weeks were tough. But then when I went back to Estonia, and Marko Kristal was a coach there in Tabasalu, and like, immediately took me back to trainings and everything. So I had like a really good feeling, and I needed this half a year to build myself up again from this injury. And actually, if I look back, then like, I'm really happy that after this short period, I went to Tabasalu for also a short period, for a half a year. And like, I'm really happy that Tabasalu was like ready to took me back, like, straight, and give me playing time straight again, even maybe if the first games were not that good because I was holding back my ankle and everything. But it went like this. Now, if I look back.
Talking about, just before we move on a bit, talking about like you had the bad injury, and obviously in Estonia there's a lot of artificial pitches. Would you say with your ankle you found it tough to go on an artificial pitch with that, or?
Actually, not how I say. I would say it was not that tough because I was so used to playing on artificial. And even in Bologna, yes, we trained in natural grass, but this injury also happened in artificial. So I don't know. Like, I think it didn't, like, it was not that hard. I would not say that. I would not say
Yeah.
that it made anything worse. So for me, it was okay.
Yeah, I think Kevin Matas said, we spoke to Kevin Matas and he said something similar because he'd done his knee or something. But over here, especially the artificial pitches, is like no one wants to play on them because of injuries. But when we speak to, like you guys, it's completely different.
Yeah, because we play already from the academies and everything on the artificial, even in the summer. So our bodies are used to it. So it's not that big of a deal for us.
You scored a lot of goals in the lower divisions in Estonia. When we first started covering Estonian football, we didn't really know much about it, so we were just looking at players and all that stuff. And then your name appeared, scoring loads of goals. So we're like, okay, we'll follow this guy. He seems really good. Did you always want to be like a goal scoring midfielder, or? Because when you moved up to like the first team with Paide, it seemed like you dropped back in midfield a bit. So then for like the first year we were covering Estonian football, we were like, are you a goal scorer? Are you not a goal scorer? Like,
I think I have a good nose for goal scoring. Like, finishing, I think, is on a good level. But yeah, in youth football and in Esiliiga B with Erkki Keskela, I played a lot of number 10. So I had like a free room and could join more attack. But when we were talking about Slava, so Stahovaiko, that he said to me that he would prefer me as a number six. So first I thought, okay, like, it's weird for me, like, I've never played there. But after some games, I felt comfortable there. And now, if I think back, I think it fits me better because I'm not the fastest player. And if you're number six, you don't need this like high speed sprinting and stuff. You just need to have a good physical state and cover a lot of space. So if I look back now, I'm comfortable playing number six. Like I can still build the game and get a lot of balls. So yeah, all good.
Yeah, 'cause it is the, like you were saying, when we first started watching, we started actually taking notes of live games that we were watching. And if you listen to our very, very first podcast, we say, oh, Pied midfielder Kevin Palamutes, he's a good player. He'll end up abroad and have a good career and all that. So I'm not saying we called it, but
This is good to hear. Good to hear. Hopefully, it will
so
turn out good. The career is still ahead, but let's hope it goes only upwards.
if you got the chance to play number 10 again, would you take it, or would you just be trying to convince your coaches to stay in the six now?
No, I think I will play where the coach puts me as long as I'm on the field. So, I think that's one of my like strong points. Like if example in the national team or here, like the coach can see me as six or eight or even 10, like some coaches see me as a 10. So I can play like all the positions in midfield. And this is, I think, is it's important, like good for my player profile that I can play every position in the midfield.
Was before you moved to Belgium, was there other interest abroad, or was that the main interest?
No, there were some talks, but nothing like really straightforward. And after this Anderlecht games, this was like the one option, one and only option, and everything. At this moment, like I thought that yeah, it fits me well. So yeah.
Did it come as a surprise for you when they came for you, or was it like an easy decision to make? As you said, that at the time it was a perfect fit. When Pida came to you and said, okay, we've got an offer, was it like, okay, yes, I'm going?
Basically, I said like yes straight away because I knew that yeah, if I want to build my career as good as I want, then I have to move abroad like as fast as I can. And if this option came to me, I didn't think twice. And even now, if I look back, okay, I didn't play a lot, but it gave me something for the future of my career, like. How does the like in Belgium, how does the training system, everything, how it works, like the physical state, like how much I worked on my physical state there. And I think if I look back, yeah, of course, I would have wanted to leave earlier, but I think I would have still made the move to Sultevaragam. I just would not have wanted to stay that long there, like it was now half last year, half year.
We said when the move came through, we even said that seems like a good move. And then, especially when Zoetwegem got relegated, we kind of thought, great, you should be getting playing time. Was there a reason why you weren't getting the minutes, or the coach just didn't like you, or?
I came with one coach called Mbaye. Like they scouted me, like with the coach they scouted me. And when I came there, yeah, first it took me time to get the physical state of Belgian football because it's totally different with Estonian football. So when I went there, there was like I needed some time to get my fitness and everything on the level. But I think it was 2 months after I went there, the coach got sacked, and the next one who came just didn't see that in me that the other ones, the last one. So, and yeah, this is football.
So we messaged you, think it was December, wasn't it, asking you if you wanted to come on, and then you said, bit of a situation, hoping to go out on loan. Did you get any options in like January to go out on loan, or was it literally just completely frozen?
Actually, there was options, but there was always like something off. Like one time, the sport director of the other team didn't answer the calls when it was already talking about numbers. Then there were two options that Sultevaragam said no, we don't want this player to go there. And in the end, yeah, it was like a really frustrating time. But Yeah, I'm happy that time is over now.
Were you playing for the second team at this point, or were you just completely not playing at all?
Actually, in this moment, I was like, again, really included in the first team. I played some minutes before the national team break. I was always with the first team, and the coach of like, I had three coaches there, I think, and everyone had the same like, how do I say it? Like every time they took like a young player the first team, and if he's with the team, they didn't let him to play with second team. But in some moment, it hurt me as a player, I guess. I was always with the team, but I couldn't play for the second team also. So I was just training a lot, but not playing. So yeah.
So is that your time in Belgium completely over? Like, no going back at all?
Right now, I have a loan. Like it's a loan till December with a buy option, but. I think, and I really hope if everything goes well, then they will trigger it. Because in the summer now, it was also like Hoiko, they wanted me first to buy me out like straight, but they didn't find the agreement. So how do I say, the talks took place like 3 weeks or almost 1 month. So it was also like, not the easy time because you're hoping for something, but you don't know the answer. And for 1 month they are negotiating, but in the end, yeah, they agree that it's a loan transfer and buy option. So, but I think they even paid some loan fee for me right now also, Hoiko. So, hope if everything goes right, then I will be staying here longer.
Was there any consideration of returning to Estonia just for like a 6 month period just to get some game time in?
Yeah, like in my mind, I had this like in my mind, but I also like I said straight to my agent, like if we have a chance somewhere abroad, then I will take it. Like even if it's like maybe not the strongest league or I don't know. Example, like there was some like talks with Serie C clubs, not top clubs, but like middle clubs or even fighting for relegation, and I think I would have still like went for this option, like to play outside of Estonia, and I would want to stay out as long as I can because football career is so small and I can always come back to Estonia. So if right now I have options outside, I would stay outside. But in the end of the career, I would love to play again in Estonian league.
How high do you think your ceiling is? Like you've said, you've just played, like started playing for the Estonian national team. Do you reckon you could see yourself playing in like the big leagues in Italy, Germany, England? Like, do you think that's possible for you?
I think if I look like some career paths from our older players in Estonia, then I think like if I work hard, I like how Karol Mets' career is always like going a little bit up. So I think if I work hard and in my best years, 28, 29, maybe if I play my best football this year, I hope, I think. Then I think right now I still have ambition for to play like Germany or something like this or something like that.
How are you finding the standard of in Finland? Is it much different to Estonia and Belgium?
It's a lot of also again a lot of physical, a lot of running, a lot of meters. Like in the trainings, it's really intensive. So I would even say like Hoiko and Zulte Waregem, the training intensity is pretty much the same. But to be honest, I think there's like a cap with, like I have to be honest, there's a cap with Estonia. Like, so yeah, right now I feel happy here because the training quality and everything is really, really top. So the intensity and everything, so feel good.
And it's only, what, an hour's ferry trip across back to Tallinn, isn't it?
Yeah, also for girlfriend also and for family. It was a good move overall also, not only for me but for my girlfriend and family also.
Did she come with you to Belgium, or did she stay in Estonia?
Yeah, right now she's here, but she has last year of college, so she will go in middle of August back to Estonia to finish the college, and then we see what life brings.
Going back to, like we said, the gap with the Estonian league. How we ask this to every player we speak to, where do you think there needs to be improvement in Estonian football for it to take that next step for clubs to continuously qualify for, like, Europe, even the national team to qualify for national tournaments?
I would say, I think I said it in the podcast of Tribune also 1 year ago, that I think infrastructure is like something that is really important. Like for a player to go to the stadium, to have gym there, everything there, it's like different. And also like infrastructure, the fields and everything. And also, I think it would give a lot for Estonian league also to always water the pitch. Like here, like in Hoiko, we have also artificial pitch, but it's always watered for the games. And then the tempo and the game, and it looks so much better when it's played on a dry grass or a dry artificial. But I understand, of course, that not every stadium in Estonia they have a chance to water it and stuff. It's really important to have this pitch that you can actually play football on, because we have some pitches in Estonia that you always go to fight, not to play football. So, yeah.
We spoke to Mikko Ansalu, and we asked him what the difference was like from going from Legion to, like, Levadia, for example, with the facilities. And he said the difference was, it's night and day. Paide train in Tallinn, right? So do they use the same facilities as what, like, Levadia and Flora would use?
Yeah, I think I don't know exactly where they train all the summer, but for Paide, okay, it's different because they train in Tallinn and they have to train somewhere. I think they are doing like all they can. Like I really liked it. Okay, I know it's for the football community, it would be better to train in Paide and everything and to have all the stuff and everything there. But for a player, if you live in Tallinn, like I think Paide has done it well. Like it was always good to go on a training, even if I was there, we trained in Männiku, and there it was always really good. You have gym there, you can eat after. So this is actually done really well by them. So I hope everything goes well for Paide also.
They're actually currently
But
winning in their European game, so that's yeah. Sorry, I just want to say what Pied's do well, so I'm just saying they're winning. Yeah,
I'm watching it with one eye.
you made your national team debut recently. As us speaking, who are nowhere near good enough to even play, like, Sunday league football, how does it feel to represent your country at the highest level?
It's a really, really special feeling. And this game in Cyprus against Sweden, it will stay with me forever. Like I still have this in front of my eyes. I win the ball in the box, and my first thought is I'm number six and I have a ball in the box. Like this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And then I remember I bring my head up. First I look to Ramul Silama. And Rommel was just shouting to me, shoot, don't pass, shoot, don't pass. So I just went and, fortunately put it in the corner. So really nice moment. Like this is something that will stay with me forever. Like one of the best moments.
Yeah, nice. Just talking about Ramul Silema a minute, because obviously he's in Belgium as well. We heard that he had some troubles with the club wouldn't put him up in hotels, and he had to do it himself and all that. Obviously, I don't know if it's true or not, but was that the same with you when you went, or did the club look after you a bit better?
In Belgium. If I'm like, there were some problems, but as much as I heard from Rommel, then for me it was still a lot better, but still there was some problems that you think if you go to Belgium you will never have, so yeah. This stuff can happen everywhere, so.
Yeah, okay, we'll move away from that and back to the national team. Obviously, so you got your first goal. Are you eyeing up Anders Opa's all-time top goal scorer of 38 or
Now I'm just trying to build my game caps, and if the good moments come, so I hope to score more.
you feel like you're ready to fill like that role in the midfield? Because it feels like for a few years now that Estonia has been needing some decent midfielders. Like obviously Vasilev's getting old. Well, he's almost retirement age now. So do you feel like you're ready to like step in now and become like that main figure?
Of course, yes. For myself, I see myself as a starter, but also we have a lot of competition, and I really have to fight for my place. Even like last window with Ainsalo, I think that it was like a really good pairing in the trainings also. Like I think we both pushed ourselves, like we made ourselves like how do I say, we made ourselves better by pushing each other, and I think this is good. Like even for a little nation, Estonia, to have this competitiveness in the midfield, we have a lot of players there. So I think, and I hope, if I start playing regularly here, then I hope the place stays for me.
How do you feel the change has gone from with Jürgen Henn coming in as head coach? Was there like a bit of a positivity, a bit of a buzz, or?
Yeah, I think it's like usually it's pretty normal if a new coach comes. He brings a lot of energy. Like the players also, they see a new opening, they see a new chance. Like even like some players who were left out maybe are now in, and like how it is. And I think everybody, like when Jürgen came, everybody started to push like even harder. Like not that we didn't push with Häberle, still everybody pushed, but also if you have like a new coach coming, you have a chance to prove yourself again from the zero. So I think this also like the energy and everything, like I think the last camp also, okay, the game against Switzerland, yeah, maybe not that great game, but still I think was like it was like how do I say, a lot of talk about the camp, that we had one trainer and then the second one, but if you were inside it, it was done like really professionally, so we didn't feel as players that it was something wrong with the camp that we had two trainers, so everything for us I think was really really professional and fine, so yeah.
How did you find out that you were going to get your first like call up and cap for the national team? Was it a bit of a shock to you, or did you know it was coming?
You mean the January one?
Yeah, for
Yeah,
you, for when you scored, yeah.
also like this January camp, it's always like not with the strongest national team we can go always, because there's a lot of players who play outside that cannot come. But I had some hard moments in Belgium, and then Haberli called me and said to me like if I'm interested first of all to come. Like I said, of course I'm interested, like no, of course I'm interested. And then I talked in the club like I have this opportunity that would like really help me to find a loan deal also if I play there, and yeah, they let me, and yeah, then I went to the national team. And also I will add that yeah, like Haberle also was the manager who gave me a national team debut, so he will also stay like really close to my heart because this is also really special.
Yeah, of course. Do you feel so the game against Poland, which was obviously for to progress towards the Euros, do you feel disappointed in a way of how the team played in that, in a way that it was very defensive. And I know a lot of people came out and said, you know, Estonia have nothing to lose. They should have just gone out, attacked the game.
Yeah, of course. Like, if I look back, I think also, yeah, like we would have wanted to play more with the ball, but also we have to understand that I think it was 15 minutes when we lost one player to a red card, and after this, you have to understand that you play in Poland against Poland with 10 men, so it was not. I would say that it was one of the like hardest game for me. And also like one of the disappointing ones, because you know that people and players also they really want to like make something special happen, and then it came out like this. But I really hope now that after this good results, that players and fans and everybody can move on and go for a new objects to conquer.
There's a lot of exciting young players in Estonia. Do you think that they have a real chance of qualifying for a World Cup or a European Championships within like the next 10, 15 years?
Yeah, like me also as a player, this is something I dream of, and like I have to be optimistic and really want it. So I think like if we find like a good balance in the team in following years also, then everything can be possible. Like there is some ways to qualify. Yeah, you have this national team also, Nations League also to qualify to have a chance again. So I think, and I hope we have a good chance, like in the following years. Not maybe, I don't know when it's the next big tournament, but for sure, like to put the how do I say, like to be there in 10 or 15, 10 years, I would say would be like a good mark to put.
Yeah, definitely. It's fair to say, especially with like the Nations League and path to qualify for that way, it's definitely a chance.
What is it? 2028 is the next Euro, I think. So I think this should be the goal for the players and the staff, like to play for. Because yeah, you have to have something to play for, and then all the good things can come. So I would say like this is something that, like in my eyes, it can be possible. Of course, we have to step up our game a lot, but this is something to have on your eyes to work for.
Yes, I think that Euros is in the UK as well, isn't it? Is it? I think it is. So,
It?
might be. I don't know. But we'll see. So, what would you say your future plans are? Obviously, you're in Helsinki now. Do you see that as a long-term kind of thing?
First of all, I want to fight and work for myself and for the team that they will use the buy option in December. And after that, I think, yeah, I would want to have like one full or at least half or half a season where I like really play regularly. I have all the preseason and everything to like be on the best state of my body and footballing wise ever. And then I think then something to look for, maybe next step, I think myself right now would be like maybe Norway, Sweden, something like this, I think would be like logical step.
You're in Norway on my football manager save, so
Would be good.
manifesting it for sure.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all we've got. What we'll do is we'll move on to our quick fire questions. So it's just like 10 questions where we just ask you random stuff. So it's just the first thing that comes to your head. So first question is, so let's pretend you're back playing in Estonia just for this question. Like back playing for Paide, or when you were playing for Paide, if you could have signed one player, any player who was playing in Estonia for Paide, who would it have been?
Ronaldo, if he still would play at that
Maybe one day.
time.
Who do you think is the best player in the world?
Right now, I would say I really like Erling Haaland.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
What's your go-to snack?
Go to snack. I really like, I don't know even how you call this, nectarine or nectarine.
Oh yeah,
Okay,
nice.
nice.
Healthy.
Best fruit, yeah.
If you were to be transformed into an animal, what would it be and why?
I would be deer because I would want to know how it feels to be fast.
Nice.
If you could choose one song to play every time you walked into a room for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It's hard to say. I would say one, like there's one band in Estonia called Terminator, so one of them songs.
Okay.
I'll give him a listen later.
Yeah, I think you guys like them. It's nice.
Nice. Would you rather travel to the past or the future?
Ooh, this is a tough one. I think I would travel the past because I like when you don't know what the future brings. And
Yeah.
also, Pai, they just got second one. Come on.
Nice.
Oh,
Come on, get
nice.
in.
Let's do it.
What
would you choose as your last meal on earth?
Last meal on earth. I would take pizza.
Yeah, nice.
Pizza. What toppings would
Yeah.
you go for?
Especially not ananas. Everything else can come.
Nice.
Nice.
How much does the amount of traffic affect your mood?
Yeah, sometimes a lot. Sometimes a lot. I would say like this.
The roads busy in Helsinki?
Not that busy that it was in Belgium. So now I'm now it's easier. And in
Bit
Helsinki,
calmer.
you don't need really a car. Like you can go everywhere with a tram or the scooter. So I don't use cars. So right now it's
Yeah.
really calm for me.
Yeah,
Nice.
nice.
What would you say is your worst habit?
Worst habit, I think overthinking. Like sometimes in the after the games, after the trainings, I don't like to, but I overthink a lot. Like a lot.
Yeah. Who is the best player you have played with?
Has to be Ragnar Glavan.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, nice. And who is the best player you have played against?
Played against. Oof. I think Robert Lewandowski has to
Yeah. Oh,
be.
he's a big guy, isn't
Yeah, has to be Lewandowski.
Can you, like, I know it sounds like a stupid question, but like, can you? He plays for Barcelona, obviously, but can you tell, like, yeah, that's the reason he plays for Barcelona? Is it that
Yeah,
obvious?
of course, all
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
movements, everything, the body, how he moves, how he receives the ball, how he makes space to others, even everything like this, it's top quality.
Yeah. Who got his shirt after that Poland game?
Actually, I'm not sure because yeah,
No.
usually if, for me it's like if I lose a game like this, I don't really want to go to change for a shirt because
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
disappointed. Like, so I don't know. I don't know really.
Nice. Okay, our final question. What is your favorite word? So it can be an English word, an Estonian word.
Oof. Oof, oof, oof. Have to think. I really have to think. I would say like I use a lot of come on or something like this. Like
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say it, but in Finland you hear one word like everywhere, like in every sentence. But in Estonia it's like a much worse cars, how to say, curse word than it's
All
in
right,
Finland. So I
yeah.
better
You can
not say
say it,
it.
it's all right.
But
Yeah.
it's in my mind now always because they say it always in the end of every sentence.
What is the word?
I cannot say it in Estonia. It sounds
Yeah.
not that good. But here,
Yeah.
in every meeting, saying something good, saying something bad, it's always in the end of the sentence. So here, it's
Yeah, I'm
formal in
sure.
Estonia. I don't say it.
Nice. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's everything we have for you. So thanks for coming on. It's been a long time coming. It's been good to talk to you. Yeah, really good guy, and good luck with everything.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you, man. Hopefully see you soon, eh? Somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
See
Yeah.
you. Ciao, ciao.
Cheers. Bye-bye.